did not help matters when they came to large in World War One. But somehow the Jews managed to bounce back to some extent, and the textile industries were renewed, and that continued until September 1939. Lodz was very much Hasidish. The town of Alexandrov is right near, not far from Lodz. There was a Rebbe of Alexandrov, and there were many Alexander Hasidim in Lodz. There were also many Ger Hasidim in Lodz. Those are the two largest groups of Hasidim in Lodz, and they left their impact on Lodz. Great Talmid Chachamim in Lodz, and by and large these Talmid Chachamim worked also for a living. One of the greatest of these Talmid Chachamim, and the people here who Chovevei Sefer and learn Sforim all the time, I take it every one of you fits that category, and you will be familiar with a Sefer called Pardes Yosef. Pardes Yosef is a Perush Al HaTorah by Rabbi Yosef Pachanovsky, who was a Jew who worked in Lodz. Worked in the business during the day, learned Torah all night, and wrote the classic Sefer. It's an incredible Sefer. It's one of the greatest Likutim that there is ever written, Perush on the Torah. And he only lived to publish Gracious Shmos and Vayikra, and now, after his death, a man by the name of Rabbi David Mandelbaum has reprinted the Pardes Yosef and continued in his own style the original Pardes Yosef, and it's already produced by Midbar. He's completed and half of the Varim. So now you can buy yourself a new nice set of Pardes Yosef, and it's about, let's see, it's two volumes per Chumash, so you have nine volumes so far. There will be a tenth volume. Anyway, that was produced by a Bala Boss in Lodz, just to give you a sample of what Lodz was, and that was produced right before World War II. The city of Lodz is pretty much standing today the way it was before World War II, except for the Jewish shuls. Obviously, the shuls were destroyed by the Nazis. But other than that, the buildings are standing. If we walk, we'll perhaps take a walk if we can, if we have enough time. Walk through some of the streets, we'll see some of the great palaces built by Jews and so on. They're still standing. We'll see some of the cotton mills built by the great Jewish magnates. They're still standing. Every one of the buildings that was built by Jews and Jews lived in are now the property of the Goyim, the Poles, in Lodz. And the great palaces of Poznanski and so on, the great Jewish magnates, every one of those buildings is a major museum, hospital, or city administration building in the city of Lodz. You can't walk into any building in Lodz that has anything to do with city or state administration, which wasn't owned once by a Jew. That's what it's like. There were 233,000 Jews in Lodz before World War II. Many Jews managed to flee from Lodz. In 1939, between January and September 1, 1939. So there are lots of Jews living to this day all over the world who are former residents of Lodz. Many of you who are here, I know, are descended from such people, and so on. So you can learn a lot about Lodz. There's much written by these Jews. By the way, there were many Yiddishists, writers, maskilim, and so on, some very famous names, musicians, and so on, artists, Jewish and non-Jewish, but I'm here concerned with the Jewish. Arthur Rubinstein was born in Lodz, was a resident of Lodz, the great pianist, and so on. So many of these writers, especially the Yiddish writers, have left us a legacy of what life was like in Lodz before 1939. Lodz is one of the great tragic cities of the Holocaust, largely because one of the greatest ghettos in all of Jewish history was the ghetto that was constructed in Lodz. Nazis invaded Lodz in September of 1939. In October of 1939, they set up a Judenrat, this Jewish self-government. And one of the most controversial figures in the history of the Holocaust was the Jew who was appointed the elder, that is the head of the Judenrat. His name was Chaim Rumkowski. And Chaim Rumkowski was known as King Chaim. He lorded it over the Jewish community, and he kept the Jewish ghetto going until 1944, when the ghetto was eventually liquidated, and he himself was sent to Auschwitz